This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
The Gary Cantrell Podcast. How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this special edition. And when I say special, it's really special to me. I hope it's special for you. This is the 3-year anniversary of this podcast. 3 long years. It's not been easy. And there have been many times where I have wanted to walk away. Because that's what I tend to do in life, is I tend to walk away from things. But I'm just so freaking proud that this is literally my first podcast that I've ever done that is actually going to make it past the 3-year mark. It blows my mind because, you know, the first show I was a part of called The Shoot lasted exactly 3 years. We did 3 years, about 150 episodes, and I walked away. On the 3-year anniversary, no less. Then I had a rebirth of The Shoot, which lasted from 2013 to 2014 and went about a year and a half. And did the Wrestling Informant Radio, and that lasted about maybe a year. And Alan and I have brought it back for, like, periodically. And, you know, I did the Gary Watches Wrestling, but that's really just like, it's like a periodical thing. I go in cycles with it. But this podcast right here has by far been the most consistent podcast effort that I have ever put in. And I'm literally shocked that we're sitting here at 3 years and I'm not announcing that, like, hey, I'm walking away. Hey, the show is over. I'm genuinely surprised by this. And I know it sounds crazy to some of you, but that's just the way that I feel because I tend to walk away from things. But we're still here. So 3 years in, what does that actually mean? Like, what does it mean to me? And more importantly, what does it mean for you? For me, for all the things I just said, I'm still here. I haven't quit. There's been many times where I wanted to quit. Many times where I felt like, what am I still doing this for? When I came in 2017 debuting this podcast, and it aired June the 3rd, I mean, by the time I'm recording this way in advance, by the way, but, you know, by the time you hear this, it'll be that first week of June. And I got to tell you, when I first got started, I was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? I lacked purpose when I first got started, which is a crazy thing. I think in my mind, I was just like, I want to start a podcast. I want to just share kind of what's going on in my life and what, you know, random other things that are interesting to me. And once in a while, I'll bring somebody on and we'll hang out on the radio, or that's what I used to call. I still have those old terms in my mind. Well, we'll go on the radio. This is a podcast. That's what it is. It's a podcast. But we'll get a friend on here and we'll just shoot the breeze, whatever. And that'll be it. And like, by the time September rolled around, I was just like, so why am I still wearing these headphones? By the time September rolled around, I was kind of already bored with myself. And I said, there has to be some real purpose for this podcast, because if there's not any real purpose, it's going to fail. It's not going to succeed. And so in September of 2017, I finally decided to take a different direction, a different path with the podcast. And it wasn't, you know, perfect from the start. You know, basically what I did was I started to interview people from Instagram. And at the time, you know, to the best of my knowledge, certainly not in the community that I'm a part of, nobody was doing that. That didn't come until much later, when kind of everybody and their mother started a podcast and was doing that format. When I was doing it, it's kind of like this kind of new, like, foreign thing, which is it was kind of exciting and fun. And it gave me a purpose to do this podcast again. It gave me a new reason. It breathed new life into this podcast. And so I'm so incredibly thankful for all the people over the last 3 years that have given me about an hour or so of their time. Some of them a little bit more, some a little bit less, but I'm incredibly grateful for the people that have given me their time, trusted me in helping to share their story on this podcast with you. And I just realized I hit the mic. I'm sorry. So I'm incredibly thankful for that, and I always will be. And this is going to be the format, you know, going forward. It's going to be me talking to other people. Now, you know, as you notice on the weekends, I've been doing some shorter form podcasts where it's solo, kind of like what we're doing right here. You know, I talk for about 10 or 15 minutes and then I get the hell out of here. Really simple, really short. I think if you're doing a solo podcast, and unless you have like some crazy long story, 10 or 15 minutes is perfect. And let me tell you, from the editing perspective, it's super easy to crank them out because you just talk for like 10 or 15 minutes, you edit for another 15 or 20, and within that same hour, you've already got a podcast fully ready to go. And I keep looking at this little screen over here. I need to stop doing that, but I wanted to make sure that I'm in frame. Speaking of video, one of the things that I've noticed that you guys have mentioned to me was how much you enjoyed seeing when I'm talking. And let me tell you, I've enjoyed that too. Last year was kind of a mental struggle for me because I really wanted to do something video related. I've been doing podcasting for 13 years. I really wanted to do something else with it. Now, video podcasts are absolutely nothing new. Joe Rogan, the king of all podcasts, he's been doing it for years with the video. And there's a lot of video podcasts out there. So when I did this, it was absolutely nothing new. It's not the norm, though. And I realized after I got a couple of messages from people just saying, like, hey, how come the Wednesday ones aren't video? And then it dawned on me. And I remember back to a couple of people that I've had on when we've connected on Skype, and they were like, hey, why isn't your video on? I'd love to, you know, take a look at you while we're talking. I could see you. And so for a couple times when people wanted me to turn on the camera, I would. It dawned on me, though, when enough people asked, they were like, you know, could we ever get the Wednesday show on video? And I'm happy to say the answer is yes. Yes. And I have to look at the schedule, but I want to say it's mid to late June. All the podcasts from there on out are on video. And this is really exciting for me. I started filming these back in April. I'm a little bit ahead on it. I started filming them back in April, and they're going to start airing at the end of June. I'm really excited. And basically, this is something new. And I wanted to take a moment to explain this to you guys because there are people that are going to watch this that are going to potentially, maybe you thought about coming on the podcast and you just haven't, you know, maybe you just haven't thought, I'm ready, I'm not ready yet or whatever. So let me give you kind of just a quick background on how the new process is going to work, because every Wednesday starting in mid to late June is going to be on video. So here's how this is working. Previously, I've had a calendar link. It's made by a company called Calendly, and you go on there, I send you a link, and you book a date and time that works for you. I used to ask for things like your phone number or, you know, some sort of a Skype name. We're not doing that anymore. I'm using Zoom now, and it's kind of funny because Zoom is like this thing that is used by so many people now with the COVID-19 and all that stuff. Everybody's on Zoom now. So I'm like, it dawned on me. I'm like, this is actually the right time to switch to video. And we're still doing audio, by the way. I don't want to use the word switch like I'm getting rid of audio, because obviously we're still doing audio. But everybody and their mother knows about Zoom now. So this is the perfect time because everybody's kind of acquainted with it very well. And when I say here, I'm going to email you a Zoom link, like they know what that means. And so that's what's going to happen from now on out. Now, you may say to yourself, but Gary, I'd love to come on your podcast. I don't want to be on video. Perfectly fine. Not a problem. In fact, what I can do for you, if you don't want to be on the video, I'll put a little picture of your face. You'll give me something, and I'll just put it right there. And it won't be nearly as great as if we were both on video, but I understand there are some people, maybe you got kids running around, or just for whatever reason, you just want to lay back and chill. You don't want to be on video. I get it. It's fine. But I am making a commitment to you, the viewers, the listeners, for my end of it, I am going to be filming every single podcast from here on out. Now, there may be a special circumstance where I'm on the road and I meet up with somebody and maybe we're in public and they don't want me filming in public. That's a different story altogether. But for the main podcast that I'm filming in this room, which I need to clean. Yes, I know it needs to be clean. It looks pretty messy in here. You don't want to see the rest of it. Trust me. But in this room, podcasts in this room are going to be now on video. So I just wanted to let you know that's what's going on with that. So 3 years in, I think we've crossed the 200 episode threshold. Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't even look at the numbers before I came on here because I'm not a numbers guy. I don't give a shit about the numbers. But we've done almost, if not 200, almost 200 episodes. That is a record for me on a continuous not taking a break anywhere between. It's just continuous. And that's how it's going to be from here on out. I mean, could there be a time in the future where I just get completely burned out and I'm like, you know what, I'm done? Of course, I don't want to never say never. But the idea is to keep this thing going for literally as long as I possibly can. I don't want to give up on this thing anytime soon. I'm dedicated. I'm committed. And yes, I'm working on a ton of stuff, but I'm committed to this podcast. And I'm not going anywhere. And you have my word on that. So thank you guys so much for helping me get to the 3-year mark. Because literally, if there was none of you around, I wouldn't be doing this anymore. Truthfully, it's not about the money. Yeah, there's an ad at the beginning of the show, but it's not about the money. If it was about the money, I would have quit a long time ago. But I'm still here. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do, and I'm not going anywhere. So, with that being said, thank you guys so much for the support of the podcast, for everybody that's ever shared it, for anybody that's ever done anything remotely connected to this podcast, whether you're a guest, whether you shared it, whatever, thank you. I really appreciate it. And for those of you guys that listen on an Apple device, if you haven't already, leave a review if you can. That is like the lifeblood for podcasters. I mean, no BS. Like, when you hear everybody and their mother begging you to leave a review, it's for a reason. It's because Apple is the gatekeeper, and they absolutely hold all the marbles, for lack of a better term. And if you don't have reviews, you don't mean shit to Apple. So if we want to break through all that noise, we've got to get more reviews. So thank you to everybody that's left a review. And if you haven't, I'll put a link to where you can do that. I really appreciate it. And I'm excited to see what Spotify is going to do, by the way. This is kind of crazy because in the last 3 years, every time I record, there's a guy with his motor outside revving it up. ooh, uncomfortable pause. So I'm interested to see what Spotify is going to do. You know, Joe Rogan just signed over there. I want to see if they're going to do like a review system or how visibility is going to be with that. But now is an exciting time to jump on podcasting. And so I'm happy to be here along for the ride. It's changed so much in the 13 years that I've been a part of this crazy world. And here's to 13 more. Here's to 20 more. Here's to 30 more. I don't know. All right, I'm getting out of here. Thank you so much. 3 years. We did it. And we ain't going nowhere. I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks so much for your support. See ya.